that Isaiah prophesies of here is Christ. Let us turn back over to Ephesians 2 and look at the rest of that passage and see what changes come about now as a result of Christ having come. Picking up in Ephesians 2, verses 4, it reads, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. While before we were dead in our sins, we are now alive in Christ. While before we were children of wrath, destined to destruction, we now are heirs with Christ of salvation. We are no longer to be walking in the ways of the world with those around us, but we are now God's proof to the ages to come of his grace and kindness toward the world. Now we may walk in good works that were prepared for us and no longer live in the lusts of our flesh. In Christ, a complete change is brought about in us. We as Christians now have hope and joy in our service to the Lord and freedom from our trespasses, and no longer live in despair. When we struggle with temptations and doubt, I think it would be wise that we realize that the only path that brings us true fulfillment is a path in following our Lord. And we should consider the hopelessness of being without Christ and look back when we are tempted, when we are struggling, and see the emptiness that the world holds in its temptations. A life of devotion to Christ, while not always easy and not always pleasant, is the only way for us that will not ultimately end in darkness. I hope I have encouraged you to consider how great our salvation in Christ is, and remind you that life without him would be utterly dark and meaningless. I hope that you have been encouraged to stay your course as Christians in spite of the struggles and trials of this world. If you are not a Christian, then you are still living in your sins and in the darkness and despair of being without the light of Christ. If you wish to be saved, please repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins, and you may have a place in the kingdom of heaven and be saved by your Creator, Christ. Or if you are a Christian and are struggling to walk as you should in Christ and would like the prayers of the congregation, please come forward as we stand and sing.